Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch back for the first episode of Weeded Month. Last week we went on Monday, so that wasn't technically Weeded Month yet, but the first main episode of Weeded Month. Ben, Brendan, how you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Hello. I'm doing great.
That was very weed of me to ask.
I don't get it.
Sweet. It was so sweet weed of me to ask. Ben, You haven't got a new microphone yet. I have one in my garage if you want to borrow it.
You have one in your garage? I've never been there.
Yeah, been there. I haven't even met her. All right, let's get started. For those that are
already off the rails, I haven't even been able to tweet out the episode yet.
Well, you would know about rails. So what are we
doing?
Oh gosh, what are we doing for Weeded Month? We're bringing back a classic.
Let's go.
Classic. I barly know him.
Stop stealing my joke. That's my joke.
I'm just trying to make it as bad as possible. What is this month going to entail? Like I said, a classic. King of the Hill.
Forrest, get on some intro music for this, please.
Yeah,
Forrest, or not. Are you still alive?
Over all of us just happened.
Forrest. Yeah, just cut all of that out.
The whole first 2 minutes.
Bourbon on a Budget. Cheers, everybody. We are back.
We're back.
We are right, back.
Back? I barely know her.
Ooh, that's terrible. Weeded Month, King of the Hill. What are we rolling with? We're rolling with Maker's 46 Cask Strength. Are you excited for that?
You have no idea.
This was so good. It was a limited edition that people loved so much. They said, you know what? You can get it all the time. You can get it whenever you want. I got a little mini bottle right now.
So where did you get your little mini bottle? Oh, you had that. But I wish you'd have poured me some samples so I wouldn't have to buy a whole bottle of that today.
Well, I didn't know that, Ben. I got mine from a little Costco trio about 2 years ago, maybe a year ago. Great little value. I've enjoyed it. I was holding on this one so we could do content with it. And also, like, the 46 cask strength was not readily available a year ago. Now you can get it pretty much everywhere. I told you to go get it so we could do the King of the Hill for the next couple weeks. Yep. And you did. And then Ben.
And then 2 hours later.
Just went up to Costco. And go ahead, Ben. What did you do?
The new mini pack is out at Costco. So I got Maker's Cask, Maker's 46 Cask, and Maker's Private Select Stave Profile 375 for $69.
Nice.
Oh, man. Hey, Dane. What up, Dane? Dane got a shout out on the bench yesterday. So he's just feeling himself right now.
Ooh. Oh. Feel himself? I barely know.
Drake knows about it. He's right there with it.
Drake, I hardly know her.
Dane said, hey guys, wheat's up.
Oh, I missed that.
I would like to say you must be 21 or older to watch this podcast. So Dane, please log out.
Hi, Dane.
Also, how about this? I told Dane, I was like, hey man, I'm coming up at the end of the month. Let's hang out. And he goes, yeah, I've never hung out with somebody who was like 35 before, but I'd love to. And I was just like,
how old is Dane?
Like 20, must be 21 or older to listen to the show.
He's a loser.
But I was like, all right, well, I'm 31, so that's a little disrespectful. So Dane says he appreciates the on the bench shout out. So appreciate you, Dane. Thank you for laughing at my corny jokes.
More like weeded jokes, because
jokes. I barely know her. We're also going to talk a little bit more about weeded whiskey, introduce that, let you guys know what that is. I'm going to teach Brendan a little bit about what that is because he didn't know when he and I were, you know, setting up this episode. We've got pursuits and purchases to get to. And we've also got a shout out, a couple of shout outs.
Ooh.
We've got a shout out for Gas Bars.
Yes.
We've got a shout out for Market Square Liquors.
Ooh.
What's going on over here? Brendan, what kind of shout outs are we giving here?
Oh, Gas Bars down in Tampa. We're going to give a little shout out to them because they're always hooking us up. And Jimmy's the man. He's been on the show multiple times. And if anyone is in the Tampa area, you can go to Gas Bars right now. Probably not right now. But yeah, they're probably open. It's 9 o'clock on Tuesday night. You can go anytime, anywhere you want to go there and be like, hey, Bourbon on a Budget sent you guys. Or wait, excuse me, sent us. I almost said
Bourbon on a Budget.
It really threw me off there. You can say bourbon on a budget sent to me to you guys, and I want $5 off this order, and they will give you $5 off. So gas bars.
Things we love to hear, things we love to taste. Taster, I barely know her. We also have a shout out for Market Square Liquors. Let's keep this moving before I get in trouble. I actually, speaking of Dane, I asked him to go get me something from Market Square Liquors the other day, and he's like, sorry, I turned 21 in a couple of months. And I was like, yeah, you're fired.
That doesn't stop anybody.
Shout out Double Fries, No Slaw. Market Square Liquors.
Right with me. I should go get the bottle real quick, but Market Square Liquors at Tallahassee went crazy. Bourbon Community Tallahassee went crazy over the weekend, yes, because on Friday, Market Square Liquors, which is the best, like most consistent shop in Tallahassee, especially mm-hmm. like when it comes to store picks, they do a really good job. And speaking of store picks, this is why everyone went crazy, because they got a Four Roses Barrel Strength store pick selection in, a tribute to Bobby Bowden, the great Bobby Bowden, the Bobby Goat. B, as it says on the bottle. So it's a tribute. 10-year, I think 4 months, 10-year, 6 months, but yeah, it was a little on the, you know, $100. So not necessarily a cheap bottle, but one that people like, you know, it's going to be good juice because it's Four Roses. It's Market mm-hmm. Square Liquors. And, you know, they're going to do a good job with it. And my inbox, my text messages were overwhelmed with me going, there it is. We're overwhelmed with trying to go and get this bottle this week. So I got like six bottles for friends of the show, mm-hmm. for myself, for you two. And TJ, did they hook us up a little bit too?
They hooked us up. So my guy, William, shout out William. I don't know if you're watching right now. I know you comment on a lot of our stuff.
Goes by Bill.
Does not go by Bill. He and I have traded a bunch. In fact, I've got a sample from him.
Oh, TJ's gone. Whoa.
So
it's a weird thing to happen.
Well, you're welcome. He hooked it up. He knows the owners there. They sent us a bottle of that for free. We're going to do a rapid review on that probably this weekend, because Brendan's going to be in town. Rapid review on that. I got two bottles. I did end up buying one from them too through Brendan, but we've got the one that they gave us. Shout out Market Square Liquors. Gonna rapid review that. Gonna let you guys know about it. Try and give them some love. Go by there if you're in Tallahassee. And then I got one to just hold on to forever. Like, you talk about like sentimental bottles. We've talked about how whiskey is something that like certain people hold on to certain bottles for certain things. Bobby Bowden was a huge part of my life as a sports fan. And so really, really neat to have a bottle that's done like in tribute to him. And that's something that like I want to keep for 20 years and share with my kids when they're older, you know, like that's kind of like a sentimental thing. If it didn't say Bobby Bowden on the side of it, like it wouldn't matter. Like it'd just be like another store pick, but for something to be kind of a tribute to him, kind of like the Kobe bottle that I've got. Why don't all my heroes die? But you know, kind of like the Kobe bottle that I've got, really excited for them, really appreciative of them for hooking that up. And, you know, excited to rapid review that this weekend. Shout out Market Square Liquors, 'cause that was really cool. And there's not a Four Roses that I don't love. It's just those store picks are
great. Yeah. It was Jason may have a bottle, heading his way. From
hello, Jason.
So what I've learned that is that Brendan is rich. If you want a bottle of like $100 whiskey, you just hit up Brendan.
Can't hide money, Brendan.
my wife was like, "This is excessive by the third trip," and I was like, "Listen, credit card points. I will get this all back with credit card points."
That's true.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I also think that it had this. Again, a lot of people that I know hit you up, myself included. The Coach Bowden part of it made it more special than just, you know, they've done other releases in the past, which were great. The very first barrel strength Four Roses pick that I've ever had was from them. I tried one of them at, so switching gears here a little bit, switching lanes. I tried Tommy's pick over at Davidoff of his Four Roses while I was in there last week.
Ooh.
Amazing.
Ooh.
I may have a sample of that we can do a little rap review on as well. Ooh. So
a little verse action. A little head to head.
No need to compare, Ben. Yeah, Ben. No. Come on.
Don't be getting crazy.
Compare. Yeah.
Plus, I don't want to share with you guys. Compare her. I barely know her.
I barely know
her. All right. Let's just jump into the show then. Shout out Market Square Liquors. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for hanging out. Brendan, what is a weeded whiskey?
I don't know. I like how you said, let's jump in this show 10 minutes in. Like, now let's get going. A weeded whiskey. So, basically, the mash bill for a bourbon is going to be, well, at least 51% corn, right? And then usually the second most dominant grain in there is going to be rye, and then usually malted barley. It's usually like 60%, and then rye is usually in the high teens, and malted barley kind of rounds it out. Well, what a wheated bourbon is, or a wheater, is rye is taken away. It's subtracted. They're like, no rye. Goodbye, rye. Hello, wheat. And they put in the mash bill. And typically, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but a wheater and what wheat is going to do, just think about like if you have a piece of white bread versus a piece of rye bread, the rye is going to be spicier, more herbally, going to have a very distinct flavor, whereas the white bread is going to be just white bread, right? It's just going to be very basic and wheaty and bready. Like I just that. And so that's what the wheat is often going to do to the mash bill. It creates a smoother, more accessible, easygoing bourbon most of the time.
So just confirm, the white bread is just going to be the white bread? Is that okay? I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Heard that right.
Basically, you heard it white.
Interesting.
Bread.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That was a sweet
Thanks, Brendan.
Joke.
Thanks, Brendan.
All right. So we're excited for Wheated Month. We're excited for this King of the Hill. Interesting King of the Hill this week. We think the King of the Hill in the past has been a little bit drawn out. There's been times where, you know, it's gone 5 or 6 weeks. We've had, you know, if somebody misses a week, then it really gets drawn out. It's like a 2-month process. We're going to fly through King of the Hill this month. We're going to do rounds 1 and 2 tonight. We're going to do rounds 3 and 4 next week. And then if it gets to round 5, which it will, because we know what round 5 is going to be and we're going to fix this thing. Yes. If it gets to round 5, that'll be done in 3 weeks. We'll have a 3-week King of the Hill.
Thanks, Brendan.
Nope.
Shotgun.
I had this
shotgun and wheat.
If you guys know anything about really high-end wheated bourbon, then you kind of know what's coming in round 5. So
they probably think it's
Pappy. We're going to get there.
I didn't quite go to Pappy, but.
No, maybe. This is way better than Pappy.
Arguably as good, if not better. Yes.
Way better.
Only one way to find out.
So
it's like
what
saying
is
Pappy, but just proof it up to what.
Find out soon. We might be going, it might be 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Who's our competitor this round?
Our contender. Sinone? It's the contender. I could have been the contender. It's my Marlon Brando.
You couldn't have.
Oh. Not with that impression.
Yeah, not with that.
I'm gonna make an offer that I can't refuse.
I will refuse that accent.
Yeah.
Who's the contender? The contender this week. Makers 46.
Cask strength.
Oh, cask. Why did we pick this? Why do we think this is one that could go the distance,
the
or at
way.
Least go several rounds?
It was a rhetorical question. I can go the distance.
Answer it. Or not.
What?
It wasn't a rhetorical question. Someone answered.
Oh, how about because it's maybe good. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's limited release that they've kind of just finally started releasing to the public. Maybe the fact that it's just like Maker's Mark cask strength, but just a tiny bit better.
Ooh, that's going to be the experiment. So for people at home, Maker's 46 came out first. It was, I think, 2010. So it's been around for a while. And basically, it's Maker's Mark, which is standard 70% corn, 16% wheat, and then 14% malted barley, something like that. Standard mash bill for all Maker's Mark products. But what they do is the barrel gets 10 oak staves, toasted oak staves that they just drop into the barrel. So it's a way to kind of expedite the aging process. I think why it's called Maker's 46 is because they tried so many different types of oak staves. They tried 45 beforehand, different types, and they didn't like the combination. Finally, the 46 combination was what they ended up liking. So it's Maker's 46.
Is that true, or are you just trolling?
I think I heard that before somewhere. I'm serious. Yeah, I think
I've seen that before.
I think that story is like 70% correct.
Not 46% correct.
No, it's more correct than not correct. 70% corn. All right. So, so this is the Maker's 46, which creates a slightly more complex, dramatic, toastier, spicier bourbon. It's that just cast strength up. Mine is at 111.2 proof. Ben, what is your bottle at?
TJ has his bottle. I don't have
this. This is mine. It's in the other room. I don't know.
Oh my God. All right.
Can't tell you.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So
who's it going up against in round one, TJ?
Round one, it's going up against Wilderness Trail, their weeded edition. We did a rapid review on this, the Tebe Whiskey Society and Gaspar's pick. If I remember correctly, it's the same exact mash bill as their regular bourbon. It's just wheat instead of rye, but the same percentages, 64% corn, 24% wheat, 12% malted barley. I want to say the date on, I think it's just right around 6 years old. I don't, you've got
most
the bottle.
Most of their stuff is, but this specific barrel age one is actually only 4 years and 7 months.
4 years old. And four, so, yeah, so four this and a half is, years old.
This is going to be higher proof. This will be interesting. It's priced similarly as Maker's Cask Strength and is actually more proof. It's 117 proof.
Woo, that's a big one. That is a big one. So, we've got that big round boy. One. And then round two.
We're doing this separately or are we doing a three-way action?
Ooh. Separately.
Three-way, I barely know her.
I don't know. What would you guys like to do?
I say we go three-way.
All right.
Jason says the Wilderness Trail is delicious. Yeah, I agree with that. Whichever one wins out of the three goes moves on. The second one is Maker's 46 Cask Strength up against Maker's Mark Cask Strength, which, stay tuned, we will be reviewing on Thursday. So, Maker's 46 versus Maker's Cask. My buddy Baker just had the 46. Good stuff.
What up, Baker?
He was reading about it the other day.
Baker.
So, Baker.
I hardly know her. Sorry.
Oh, these jokes are so bad.
You can't believe you guys missed it.
I know.
Missed it. So I barely missed it.
No.
I barely know it.
Minus. No, plus.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll take a biscuit.
All right. Let's roll. Maker's 46 cast strength up first.
All right.
Hmm.
It almost smells like wine influence. Like it's got a wine finish. It's this very.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay, thank you.
I don't disagree with that.
It has It has the weedy sourdough. Breadiness.
But a lot of caramel.
To me, I'm getting so much more oak and toast, which it makes sense that you had said that it's 10 toasted oaks staves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's so much like wood and dark. Very caramel, almost like a double oak. Yeah. This makes sense. Like a Woodford double oaked or like a 1910. I'm on it.
See, Ben went to Sefner too. Baker, I don't know if you remember him or not, but
is it Brandon?
No.
Oh,
Baker said that. CDS beat Sefner tonight in boys district basketball.
Who's CDS?
Carolwood Day. Baker's the.
Oh, that sucks. Day.
Ben doesn't even know like what sports are.
Yeah.
All right. That's really good. I like this a ton.
The nose is really like oak. Really oak and toast heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So like char and wood. Whereas Wilderness, right?
We'll go to Wilderness. I'll go down.
Wilderness has this young funk to it.
That's my
there's some definite funk on that.
That's my alter ego rap name
in college.
Young Funk.
It's his safe word.
It's almost like sour. Like
young
sour,
Funk.
It is sour.
Sour apple, sour grape.
Like a mango that's like not that's a little past its prime.
I can see that.
Mangoes don't get more sour though. Mangoes get more sweet.
Even when
I see what you're saying there, but
okay.
Like I mean, if you're gonna let it go for 3 weeks, I mean, maybe.
Young mango. Yeah, there's definitely. Sour. Is definitely more like grain and barley forward, you know?
It doesn't smell like a typical weeder to me. Like, I don't get the wheat softness of this. No, it's harsher, especially compared to the Maker's notes that we're going on right now. Yeah, not a huge fan of that comparatively. All right.
Wilderness Trail is 115 proof, though, right?
117.
117. Jeez, what a bomb.
All right.
So, nose is a definite loser. Do we want to go to the Maker? Do we want to just do these two and then go on to the next one, or want to get the nose on the last one?
Let's just do these two real quick, then we'll move on. This is gonna be open and shut, which around one should be, I think. It's not that Wilderness Trail is bad, it's just this Maker's Cask Strength 46 is a banger.
The 46 cask is like so like old and oak and marshmallow.
Well, yeah, it's got marshmallow, it's got like a little leather and tobacco notes too, which is probably the wood stave influence there. It's everything good about Maker's. It's got a little bit of that maple syrup, that caramel. It just gets more complex and richer, more robust. Yeah, that's good. That's real good. And then this Wilderness Trail.
Almost like plummy.
Oh, it finishes almost like it reminds me. You guys are going to like this. It reminds me of.
We like you, so it's fine.
Thank you. Oban, which is a scotch. It's not a heavily peated scotch. It's not that. Smoky, but it's a scotch that is by the coast, so it has a salty, briny influence along with a high malt concentration. Gives it like this plum, apricot. Gives a lot of different like elements of fruitiness with salt, and that's what this reminds me of. It's complex. This is actually pretty good. Better than
the nose. The 46 or the wilderness?
The wilderness.
Yeah. The wilderness taste is much.
Yes.
The nose. I don't know why the nose is. Okay. The nose tastes like egg or smells like eggnog.
No.
Oh, I can see there's this weird sweet. It's bittersweet.
Bittersweet, eggy, custardy. Yeah. It smells like eggnog. Like, I'm not.
I avoid eggnog pretty much.
Doesn't taste like eggnog.
Well, I like eggnog, so. Yep. But it's weird. You don't.
Ben, do you I'll give you that. The Wilderness Trail on the taste on the palate is like way more dense in profile than the nose. You know, there's so much more going on.
1910 with eggnog, that's a good mix, right there.
Stop.
We're gonna do that this weekend, when Brendan. I've got a little eggnog left over for Christmas. We'll have some, Brendan. Do you imagine?
Eggnog in February.
I mean, if it was fresh.
That's going to be all curdled and stuff. No.
Eggnog in July.
It starts out curdled.
I think it's like whatever he didn't finish from the December episode.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So it got a little closer here. Mm-hmm. From nose to the palate, it's a little closer.
It is. Now go back to the 46.
Okay.
46 is so... Going
back
this.
To the 46 is so... So great.
The 46 is
but the 46 is so smooth
comparatively.
It's so easy drinking.
Velvety.
It is so much flavor.
Rich.
Oily.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Buttery.
The 46 is really good. Right. It wins. The Wilderness Trail is not bad. Wilderness Trail much better taste than nose, but the Maker's 46 cask strength is moving on for sure.
Yep. All right. We agree. All right. So now Maker's cask strength. Their standard cask strength. So. Wait, I don't think we said this. The Maker's 46 cask strength. You guys can find this pretty much, I mean, ABC regularly now in Florida.
What's our pricing on this?
$60-ish, right? TJ, you just bought a bottle. Isn't it about 60?
TJ, what did you just buy this for?
Yeah, 62, 64, okay. I think. Yeah.
Regular Maker's cask is 45.
45. Could even be cheaper than that, yeah.
Wow. So you do have quite a bit of a difference in cost. You know,
which we will factor. Like
cost, I don't think cost is factored in here. I think it's all
it's
not.
Taste. Yeah, 100%
taste.
I think it's a tiebreaker. I think if you're going like it's close, you got to go with. But yeah.
I think we slightly considered it when we were giving.
Like 1920 versus.
1920 versus. I think that's. Wild those Turkey. Were very close. And so we gave Wild Turkey the slight edge because of the cost. But on these, you know, a lot, not always, but a lot of times you get what you pay for. And when you pay for something that's a little bit more expensive in the same line, typically is going to be a little bit better. You know, a little bit more time to produce, a little bit less available. Not like super unavailable. This is still pretty accessible. But so nose for nose.
What do we get?
46 has got it again to me.
I disagree. Well, so they're both good. What's different? For you, Ben, what is the minus oak stave doing? Just the normal cask strength.
So
it's more fruity. I just want to say that before Ben jumps in, I'm getting some fruit on it.
I'm getting more chocolate. I'm getting more chocolate and syrup.
Maybe like a dark chocolate or something. Maybe
no, I wouldn't go that far.
Dark chocolate and syrup,
like a milk chocolate kind of.
I think more milk chocolate. TJ's on it.
So the reason why I prefer the 46 nose. And I'm not really like a toast guy just in general, but
you're turning into a bit of a toast guy. If we can back up for just a minute, the Wild Turkey one, the Penelope from Liquor Depot.
The Penelope was great.
You're turning
Groat.
It was Groat.
Give me some of that Groat Penelope.
I am Groat.
You are definitely becoming more of a toast guy. You're liking it more.
Yeah, it's definitely getting better. But what I think I'm pulling off the regular Maker's Mark cask. There's definitely some more like it's definitely lighter, but in the lightness I get more ethanol.
I agree
versus
with that. I get more
like
corn
the heaviness of the 46. You know, and so I think if you go back and forth, I feel like I like the dents and the heaviness of the 46 on the nose. Maybe in July or August, I wouldn't like that.
Ooh.
But, I mean, we're in freaking February, and it's cold out outside.
It's been rainy and nasty all day.
Oh, yeah.
What's it like up there in Tally?
It's been cold. It was rainy yesterday. It's just been cold and dark today.
It's like a toasted marshmallow covered in caramel. Like, that's way better to me than, like,
I'm coming over and get more fruited, 46 cask. You know. Yeah. Oh, wait, it's mine.
It's yours. You have it. The 46.
I'm going to go take out of his, though.
What I like about it, especially compared to the two of them, TJ mentioned smooth. Smooth's an awful word. Don't ever say that again. It is, like, velvety. It's got this great mouth feel to it. It never bites, though. I think you guys are talking about ethanol. It never has this kick or anything that is unpleasant. It has this very dark nose, and then it's got a nice rich oily mouthfeel to it, and then the finish the finish is super pleasant, and it's got all the like the marshmallow and the spice that Ben talked about. It's more complete. I think Cask Strength 46, I didn't know if it was going to win going into this. I think it wins pretty easily in the head-to-head to Maker's Cask.
I was really concerned that I was going to lose to the regular cask, but man,
so I hadn't.
It's good.
I hadn't had them like back to back, but I was kind of holding out hope that not always because something is more expensive is it better, but a lot of times if something is more expensive within a certain line, it is going to be better, right? Like it's going to be more dense, more complex, have a little bit more going on. There's a reason it's more expensive. Usually, it takes longer to make. Longer process. Here's a good question. Can you think of anything that's in the same line that's more expensive that you like less than like you like Buffalo Trace more than you like Blanton's, right?
I do like Buffalo Trace and Eagle Rare more than I like Blanton's.
So right.
That's not the same match, though. That's a tough range. But I feel like this is more a reflection of like time and cost
quality,
because you have those other staves as opposed to just overall quality change. Like you're just saying, I have to rebarrel this with staves.
Not a quality thing. 100% time, just effort, and availability. You know, supply and demand type thing.
What about? I mean, cost too. You got to get the oak staves. I mean, that is product that you have to pay for. Oh, okay, yeah. In addition to craftsmanship and time.
Right.
Let me ask you guys this: we're all saying that the Maker's Cask Strength 46 is moving on.
Yeah.
It's moving on.
Okay,
every round.
Yeah, it's going all the way to the top, baby. All the way to the top.
We'll see. What would you guys rather pay for? You have no Makers in your collection right now.
Ooh, good question. This is a good question.
So, would you rather pay $60 for the cask strength or $40? Or excuse me, $60 for the cask strength 46 or $40 for the standard cask strength expression?
If I can get $40
going to Costco, cask,
yeah. Oh, go to, yeah. Going to Costco, $69, and you get all three.
That's the way to go.
But if
some quick math on that, and essentially what that ends up doing, because your store, it's a store pick stave profile. And a maker, what you end up getting is you basically are getting the Maker's cask strength for free, because the MSRP on the other two, like if you were to buy two of the boxes, that'd be $140. That's essentially what your store pick and your other one would have cost. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of just getting a Maker's cask strength for free by buying it in that bundle. It's obviously, Costco, you save money. But
that being
said,
if you don't have $70 to spend and you are kind of saying, I'm just going to buy one bottle, I would say at $40, I'm probably buying the cask. If the store you have is marked up to like $45, I think it'd be worth spending the extra $15 to get it. But I don't think paying over two thirds, you know, once you break that two thirds mark, then you're fine. You know, 40 is two thirds of 60. But
yeah. I'm probably going to lean towards the 46 cask strength, but
can I money?
Really need to. Couple of things here. One, I need to do it up against a stave profile store pick, because I think that would be a very
good
because
you're $10 away from
And then I also think that my big reasoning for going with that one is I think that this Maker's 46 cask could make my regular rotation. I'm not sure that the regular Maker's cask could make my rotation. Like, I don't know, you know,
because you're a little bougie and you.
Well, I just don't drink as much as as much as you guys do, and so I'm not typically going for something in this range. I'm typically going for something in the little bit higher range. So, if I was to buy the 40, it might just end up sitting more often than not. If I buy the 70, mm-hmm. I like that a lot more. I'm probably going to drink it more often.
I think the bottle on the 46 is better than the bottle on the cask strength regular.
Oh, just by design, you mean?
Yeah, just the bottle shape. Yeah, I think it looks better.
I don't care about that.
I mean,
it matters to me.
I think you make the argument. I think either one's compelling. I think what we're talking about here is two good, really good bourbons at their price point and that are worth what you'd be paying for them. So this was a good first round and second round, technically, too.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about what's coming in the third round?
No. Let's tell them what's coming up next. I got it right behind me here. Next round.
Third and fourth, baby.
I got one of them with me. So round three, we're going to go something else that is a higher proof weeder, harder to find, but accessible. Part of Poor Man's Pappy. It's going to be Weller Antique 107.
That's
going to
be a good one. It's going to be a
big round.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a close matchup. I
Who knows
just
is out of the bottle?
That. I do. I just did.
Who knows is out of the bottle?
Can you even pick anything up? So Jason are we just knows. Doing round three next week, or are we doing round three and round four?
Round four, then it will be Larceny Barrel Proof Batch A, which is considered the superior batch. I love it. TJ has a bottle. Do you enjoy it as much as I do?
I love it as much as you do.
Oh, I love it. Well, and if they somehow both, you're setting up for this.
It's getting there.
If Maker's Casting somehow beats the half of Poor Man's Pappy and then Larceny Barrel Proof A, which was considered an absolute banger and standard, like a standard for that line when Larceny decided to go barrel proof, it set the tone. But somehow beats both of those.
Yes.
I will provide a sample for the ultimate King of the Hill weeder.
Two samples.
Only if it's LaRue. Someone else's bottle. Samples. William LaRue Weller. Now, the shit-eating grin on Ben's face right now is him and TJ are totally going to cook the books here to get to round five, which we have never done before.
It's going to get there, baby.
Oh, my God.
Well, when you spoiler weed up alert, on a star.
It's getting there.
I will do my best to not get there.
William Laryngus.
Wellingus.
We will see.
When you wish upon a star. How I wonder wheat you are. Excited for that. Excited for that to continue on. But there were no cooking of any kind of books tonight. 46 is definitely better than the Wilderness Trail or the cask strength. I think we're all in agreement. I think it went 3-0. It made it out of the first round of the NCAA tournament. Made it to the Sweet 16 pretty easily. Okay. Here's a crappy list of weeders. Brendan's going to read for us. We're just going to listen to what the best weeded bourbons, you know, according to liquor.com.
According to liquor.com.
These are the eight best weeded bourbons to drink in 2022. So
this is a list. So I'm a big fan of just making up lists and, you know, arguing over them for no reason because they're lists.
You do it for a living on your job.
Exactly. I do it and I hate myself for doing it and then I enjoy
living.
Doing it.
I barely know her.
So anyways, this is liquor.com, which if you're going to call yourself liquor.com, the list I think needs to be a little tighter than this. So they go with eight different weeders. Different price points and categories and make the case for these in these categories. So first off, the best overall weeder is Maker's Mark.
Period.
Just they didn't say value, they didn't say price point.
Oh gosh.
Just best overall.
Just number go ahead one. And push the back button on your webpage and leave that website. That's all you need to know.
No, I want to say if like you're going to be talking about like sub $20 bottles, like Maker's Mark is going to be in that conversation. But that was not part of it.
But to be the best overall,
if that's the premise here.
So if I had a best overall, I'd probably put it at just for what it's worth, and we don't have to do this for every single one of these categories, but I what would be your guess? So I do Weller Antique because, like, that's pretty accessible if you're not in Florida. 107 proof, really good bottle. I'd go Weller, you know, cheap, $25, $26. I'd go with that.
I've never seen it in the wild, TJ, but, like, I can go into a secondary group and find it for $60 pretty regularly. Well, within the past year, I've been able to. I haven't looked in the year. So, yeah, that I think that's a good one. I think Maker's 46 cast strength or Maker's.
I would take that would be over that. Any pretty much any Weller product. I am not a fan of, like, the regular Weller stuff.
R12 is so disappointing. All right, best for beginners, Redemption Weeded Bourbon. I haven't had, so I can't hate on it. I feel like that's not a super offensive.
I think Joe put that. Decadence Joe, shout out.
Shout out.
He did that as what seasoned his barrel. So, I didn't love that, just to be honest. Joe, don't hate me, but I didn't love that coming out of the barrel. But I do think the barrel just adds so much sweetness and so much.
It takes away a lot of character.
To the first part.
I'm in the middle. I'm a week in a couple days into seizing my first barrel, and it's doing all sorts of funky stuff to what was there before. Yeah.
You're doing all sorts of funky stuff.
Thank you. That's an MGP product. All right, best craft weeder, Garrison Brothers Small Batch. I've never had their weeder, or is that just their standard is a weeder? I didn't know that.
Which one?
Garrison Brothers Small Batch is a weed.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
How is this better than?
That seems like a
reason. The regular Maker's.
All right. Now the list gets back to getting weird again. The best weeder under $50. Would you gentlemen care to guess $50?
So I would. So
when you say gentlemen.
So I would do any of the. I would do Weller 12 here. I would do Weller Old Weller Antique. I would do.
Those aren't. You're not finding those under. You're not. TJ's drunk. Okay.
If you're in the vault,
it's gonna be.
I do Maker's Cast Strength.
It's gonna be Larceny.
It is Larceny. They said Larceny is the best weeder under $50.
Larceny is so not good. It's base fine. Larceny is
it's a $25 bottle.
Way worse than Maker's.
Okay. So the best weeder under $100, according to these people, care to guess?
Okay.
Gentlemen.
William Larue Weller.
46 cask.
The William Larue Weller that you guys are going to try to sabotage to getting?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It is William Larue Weller Special Reserve.
Weller Special that Reserve?
That one's cheaper than
that thing is like $19. Are you kidding me? Bottle is so bad. For
under $100, you can buy two bottles of Maker's Mark cast strength and have $20 left over to
Weller Special Reserve. Jeez, man.
Oh, that's
a bottle. Now, what a bottle that is.
If they want to say antique 107 for under $100 and like you're paying secondary like $60-$70, then I will listen to that.
Brendan, I told you hit the backspace or the back button on your browser. Right.
The best for cocktails, they said Maker's 46, and that seems reasonable.
That's the best for cocktails of all the things they mix.
That's going to be a little spice, probably. The best sipper they do, 1792 Sweet Wheat. How was your Sweet Wheat this weekend,
Ben? That's not bad.
Ask Ben.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Best sipper is 1792 Sweet Wheat. Good luck finding that thing, though. But it's good. I drank it. I sipped it this weekend. So,
thanks, Joe Decadence. And then the last one is
shout out Joe.
The best splurge weeder, care to guess?
William Larue.
No, Pappy Van Winkle 12 year. Why would they stop at 12 year? If you're going to splurge, you're talking about 1,000 times.
Also, we can't get to 23. According to splurge that much.
According to this website, you could buy this on Drizzly right now for $259. I'm going to go down a rabbit hole and see where this takes me while we move on to the next topic.
Please click that link to go to the $250.
It's just a 2.1 out of 3. People aren't happy with this.
Why did you choose this article? This is the worst article I've ever seen.
Sorry, now it went from being $250 to now it's $1,000.
Escalated quickly.
Just if you guys ever think we're bad at this, just liquor.com is awful.
Way worse. Liquor. I barely know her. Pursuits and purchases. Ben, you've already talked about what you got at Costco.
Other one.
Yeah, go for it, Ben.
I was going to say for those tuning in 40 minutes into the show, can you remind us?
Circling back to Costco being one of the best places to buy liquor. How about I got the 3-pack of Maker's Mark, so Maker's Cask, 46 Cask, and Private Select. And then today, for $49.99 doll hairs, I got a Willett Family Estate 4-year rye.
Nice.
Rye. What?
All right.
What a great bottle for $49. Woo. That's great.
That is
great day for pursuits and purchases.
Exquisite value, Ben. When I've gotten it for like $70, I've been super stoked just thinking that's a good value.
It's so hard to find. Yeah. Even at $75, I'm like, yeah, it's good. I'll take it.
Yes. Nicely done.
$49, even better.
Ooh, Baker wants to know how much the 3-pack that you got was, Ben.
Ooh,
$69. Go get that.
Baker, thanks for asking. $69. It's 3-pack. They're all 375s, though, so you're not getting big bottles. But they're great for travel. They're, like, so good. Oh, I got a weekend away. I'm going to, like, Disney, or I have a little trip planned. Boom, 375.
Bro, that's what best I did with mine. We went to the beach a year ago right after I got, and I took a bottle of the finished one that I did. Yep.
What a great travel bottle it is. Mm-hmm. So good. You can, like, open it and finish it on the same trip. It's great. It's like a long weekend. Friday, okay. Saturday, Sunday, you're done with that thing.
So one-day trip, and Ben just drank half a bottle.
One day, yeah.
Woo!
You just go to lunch one day, just finish it there.
I picked up a bottle of, well, it hasn't come in yet, but speaking of Four Roses, Four Roses limited edition small batch 2021 out of the vault.
Vault? Oh. A little vault action.
Yeah, a little.
It's all
things we love to see. So no big deal about that. Brendan, what you got going on over there?
Well, I got a little vault action as well. I got a Stag Junior that I can actually pick up as of today. Look at Sean. What up, Sean? Little vault action. Sean may have gotten something in the vault as well. Yeah. So, and then also, like I said, you guys are all a bunch of heathen maniacs who love Four Roses, barrel strength bourbon. So I got one request after another, most listeners of the show or friends through our Twitter page. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bottles.
This is Brendan's first step admitting he has a problem.
A Four Roses single, but I mean, only one of them is for me. I'm only keeping one of these. The rest is for everyone else. But this does, in hindsight, feel a little excessive when you look at them all lined up here together.
It looks amazing.
It's all the same bottle, though. Jason asked, don't yawn while you're hosting a podcast. It's very rude. Jason asked,
I was yawning because you kept having the same bottle over and over and over and over again. Sheesh.
Yeah, how do you think I feel going to the store and buying each one of those every single time? Jason, I'm not sure. It's one of the more recent ones. I think it's 16.
15, maybe? 16, yeah. 15, 17. 16.
It's a more recent one. It's tough to tell when you buy them on the vault, though, right? Like, it doesn't always – you don't always know exactly what edition you're getting because the print is so tiny on the picture. So
Tiny picture. Maybe they should make her that print a little bigger.
I don't get
bigger.
It.
Bigger.
I hardly –
bigger. An hour.
Okay, Thursday we are reviewing Maker's Mark Cask Strength. You guys excited for that? We got to review the 46.
Yeah.
Now that we know that that's like the big dog.
The 46 cask or the regular
46 cask. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, the 46 regular we would have to just do in a cocktail because apparently it's the best weeder to put in a cocktail.
Yeah. Splurge a little bit.
Oh, jeez. We spend $100 on a nice special reserve.
No big deal. Check us out on social media. Bourbon on a Budget everywhere. We love interacting. We love seeing what you guys are drinking. We love when Ben posts on social media because it's the absolute best. Join us Thursday as we review Maker's Mark Cask Strength. Until next time, cheers.